When first I met sweet Kitty, it was on a summer day. Her smile was like the sunshine that brings the flowers of May. My heart began a-thumping and bumping like a loon. In fact, that's just the reason I'm singing you this tune. Kitty, sweet Kitty, from over the sea. Kitty's quite witty, so take this from me. She'll charm you, alarm you with manner divine. When I think of her naming the day, I just wink at her longing to say, oh, Kitty, have pity and say you'll be mine.
Kitty, sweet Kitty, from over the sea. Kitty's quite witty, so take this from me. She'll charm you, alarm you with manner divine.
When I think of her naming that day, I just wink at her longing to say, oh, Kitty, have pity and say you'll be mine. I know 100 maidens having names I thought were sweet, but I'll admit that Kitty is one that can't be beat. Now, for example, Anna would knock some fellows flat. Just think of one like Hannah who'd love a name like that.
Kitty, sweet Kitty, from over the sea. Kitty's quite witty, so take this from me. She'll charm you, alarm you with manner divine.
When I think of her naming that day, I just wink at her longing to say, oh, Kitty, have pity and say you'll be mine. You must be very careful when you use your sweetheart's name to make it sound quite different from others with the same. Just breathe it sentimentally and tenderly, of course. Don't make her think you're talking to a cow or to a horse. If I say Kitty, Kitty, in a voice that's loud and flat, she'll think that I am crying out for Mrs. Fancy's cat. Divil a bit she'd ever love me if I talk to her like that. Sure, I use a bit of blarney when I'm saying, Kitty, sweet Kitty,
from over the sea.
Kitty's quite witty,
so take this from me. She'll charm you, alarm you with manner divine.
Like a derelict floating along, not much intellect singing this song.
Oh, Kitty, have pity, and say you'll be mine.
Yes, Kitty, have pity, and say you'll